Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe, leave a review or a comment. It really does help us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. Karl Marx was a 19th century philosopher, economist, historian, socialist, political theorist, journalist, and socialist revolutionary. He is best known for his critical analysis of capitalism and his advocacy for socialism and communism. His philosophy, Marxism, is a famous or infamous for proposing specific equality type social changes. Incredibly influential in numerous subjects, his legacy and works have had a long lasting impact on the world. No nation entirely follows Marxism, yet almost all nations have an element of Marxism in their setup. In today's episode, we will be talking about who Marx was, what Marxism is, and the impact he has had on nation building. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Karl Marx was born on May 5th, 1818 in Trier, Prussia, which is now Germany. He came from a middle-class family with Jewish roots, but his father converted to Christianity. Marx studied law and philosophy at the University of Bonn and the University of Berlin, and later got his PhD in philosophy from the University of Jena. He was heavily influenced by the work of George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel, a German idealist philosopher. Marx married Jenny von Westphalen in 1843, and they had seven children, although only three survived into adulthood. So, what is Marxism and how did he propose it? Marx argued that material conditions and economic factors primarily drive historical change, rather than ideas or ideals. He believed history is a series of class struggles between the oppressed and the oppressors. In the capitalist era, this struggle is between the proletariat, the working class, and the bourgeoisie, the capitalist class. Marx theorized that workers in a capitalist society are alienated from their labor, the products of their labor, their fellow workers, and their own human potential. He introduced the concept that capitalists make profits by paying workers less than the value of their labor, which Marx called surplus value. Marx died at his residence in London on March 14, 1883, aged 64. In his final years, Marx's health had declined significantly. He was afflicted by various ailments, including liver problems and a persistent cough. The death of his wife Jenny in December 1881 and his daughter Jenny Caroline in January 1883 also deeply affected him. Marx published two major works. Both have been highly influential and controversial, depending on your ideological spectrum. The first one is the Communist Manifesto in 1848. And this was written by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels and is a seminal political document. It is considered one of the most influential texts in the history of political thought and has had a profound impact on the development of socialist and communist movements worldwide. He theorized that the struggle between the working class and the capitalist class would eventually result in an overthrow of the capitalist system. The manifesto criticizes the capitalist system for creating wealth disparities and alienating workers from the fruits of their labor. And one of the core ideas is the abolition of bourgeois property, which they argue is the source of workers' exploitation. The manifesto outlines immediate measures to transition from capitalism to communism, including progressive taxation, free education, nationalization of means of communications and transport, and the abolition of inheritance rights. It concludes with a call for the proletariat to unite and overthrow the bourgeoisie, encapsulated in the famous line, "Workers of the world, unite." Das Kapital, written in 1867, is a foundational theoretical text in major communist philosophy, economics, and politics, and it was the second major works written by Marx. The text analyzes how the capitalist system inherently exploits workers as they produce more value than they receive in wages. Marx traces the origins and development of capitalist economies, predicting its eventual downfall and replacement by socialism. Marx argues that the value of a commodity is determined by the socially necessary labor time required to produce it. This surplus value is the difference between the value produced by labor and the wages paid to labor. This surplus is appropriated by capitalists as profit. Karl Marx's work had had a profound and lasting influence across a wide range of academic disciplines. His theories have shaped and continue to shape the study and understanding of society, economy, politics, culture, and history. For example, Marx is considered one of the founding figures of sociology. His analysis of class conflict, social structures, and the relationship between economy and society laid the groundwork for much of sociological theory. In economics, his detailed analysis of capitalism, including concepts like surplus value, provides a critical framework for understanding economic systems and their impact on society. In fact, an entire branch of economics is devoted to the study and development of Marxist economic theory, which critiques the capitalist mode of production and explores alternatives. In political sciences, Marx's idea about the state as an instrument of class domination have influenced political theories about the nature and role of the state in society. Marx's works provided the foundation for many political movements, something we'll talk about shortly. In history, Marx's theory of historical materialism, which argues that material conditions and economic factors drive historical change, have been a key framework for understanding historical development. His emphasis on class struggle as a motor of history has influenced historical research and interpretation, particularly in social and economic history. Marxism has inspired many nations' own development. All of these nations have adapted his model slightly to their own circumstances, but the foundations remain the same. In Russia or the Soviet Union, Marxist ideas began to spread in the late 19th century through the efforts of intellectuals and revolutionaries. In 1917, the Bolsheviks, under Lenin's leadership, seized power in the October Revolution. They overthrew the provisional government and established a socialist state, marking the first successful Marxist revolution. Lenin adapted Marxist theory to the specific conditions of Russia, which was not as industrially developed as Marx had anticipated for a proletarian revolution. Lenin introduced the concept of the vanguard party to lead the working class and guide the revolution. After Lenin's death in 1924, Joseph Stalin emerged as the leader of the Soviet Union. He consolidated power and implemented significant changes to Soviet policies and Marxist theory. Stalin introduced a series of five-year plans focused on rapid industrialization and the collectivization of agriculture. These policies aimed to transform the Soviet Union into a major industrial power, but led to significant social and economic upheaval, including widespread famine. After the fall of the Soviet Union, Russia transitioned to a market economy and a multi-party political system. Marxism influence waned significantly, but leftist and communist parties continued to exist. In China, Marxist ideas began to enter the city in the early 20th century, particularly after the 1911 Xinhai Revolution, which ended the Qing dynasty. Chinese intellectuals seeking solutions to national crisis were inspired by the success of the Russian Revolution in 1917. The Chinese Communist Party was founded in Shanghai in 1921 by a group of intellectuals, and the CCP aimed to apply Marxist principles to Chinese society and end feudalism, imperialism, and capitalism. Mao Zedong emerged as a key leader of the CCP, advocating for a distinct version of Marxism adapted to Chinese conditions. He emphasized the revolutionary potential of the peasantry. On October 1, 1949, Mao Zedong proclaimed the establishment of the People's Republic of China. This marked the beginning of a new era where Marxism adapted to Chinese conditions, Maoism became the guiding ideology of the state. The CCP implemented land reforms, redistributing land from landlords to peasants. This was followed by the collectivization of agriculture, aiming to increase productivity and build socialism in the countryside. However, this initiative and others eventually led to economic dislocation and a catastrophic famine. After Mao's death in 1976, Deng Xiaoping emerged as the paramount leader. He introduced significant economic reforms, known as the Reform and Opening Up Policy, which moved China towards a socialist market economy. These reforms emphasized pragmatism over ideological purity. In Cuba, Fidel Castro, along with a group of revolutionaries, including his brother Raul Castro and Ernesto Che Guevara, led the 26th of July movement. Initially, their ideology was more nationalist than explicitly Marxist, adapting the conditions of the time. The new government implemented widespread land reforms, nationalized industries, and introduced social programs focused on health and education. These measures aimed to reduce inequality and improve living conditions. By 1961, Fidel Castro declared the Cuban Revolution to be socialist in nature. The Soviet Union became Cuba's primary ally, providing economic and military support. Cuba adapted Marxism-Leninism as its official ideology, modeled after the Soviet system. Of course, Cuba faced numerous economic challenges, including inefficiencies in central planning, reliance on Soviet subsidiaries, and the impact of a US embargo. Despite these challenges, Cuba achieved significant gains in healthcare, education, and social welfare. Post the collapse of the Soviet Union, Cuba had to adapt its political thinking. Cuba has supported Marxist and socialist movements worldwide, providing military and medical assistance to allied countries. Cuban doctors have been deployed in international missions, enhancing the country's global influence. Despite economic challenges, Cuba continues to prioritize social programs, achieving high literacy rates, low infant mortality, and a strong healthcare system. To conclude, we will explain some of the differences between the concepts we've talked about here: Marxism, communism, and socialism. All are closely related, but there are some small differences. Marxism is the theoretical foundation and methodology which analyzes capitalist societies and advocates for revolutionary change. Communism, on the other hand, is the ideological and practical goal of achieving a classless, stateless society with communal ownership of the means of production. Put simply, Marxism provides the map, while communism represents the destination. Marxism and socialism are intertwined, but distinct concepts. Marxism provides the theoretical framework and the revolutionary methodology for critiquing capitalism and advocating for a socialist transition. Socialism, on the other hand, is a broader ideology and political economic system aimed at collective ownership and equitable distribution of resources, incorporating a wide range of methods and beliefs. Socialism is the practical adaptation of a basic Marxist principle. And that concludes our episode today. We hope you've enjoyed the content. Please stay tuned for a new episode released next week.